You know, you mentioned that it's not just sandwiches anymore, and I will say that people get very mad when the thing we choose to eat is not a sandwich. But we have some rules about that, which is we have what we call the Newhouse Rule, which is named for our Sandwich Monday partner Robert Newhouse, which is a sandwich is any protein encased in carbs. And the other excuse that we use to eat things that aren't sandwiches is called the sandwich draft principle, which is if a food does not already belong to any known food category, we can draft it onto the sandwich team.
I see.
Dan, I imagine you're someone who, because you do have strong opinions on things, what's your take on this sandwich obfuscation that we're doing?
I'm glad you asked, Mike, because I was just about to tell you guys that you could not be more wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine how you could more grossly distort the definition and intention of the sandwich form. And this is an area where I not only have strong opinions, but have put a great deal of thought. I am a strict constructionist when it comes. That's why I'm known as the Scalia of sandwiches. I believe you need to look at the framer's original intent. And the original intent of the Earl of Sandwich was to have a food that he could pick up with his hands and eat without utensils in a way that would not be excessively messy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that means that you can have a breadless sandwich. You do not need to have bread. If you were to have chicken with potato pancakes on either side, that's a sandwich because you can pick it up and eat it without it being excessively messy to your hands. However, an open-faced sandwich is not a sandwich because you can't pick it up with your hands. And a wrap or burrito is not a sandwich because you also, by definition, need to have two discrete items that are sandwiching. You need the verb as well as the noun. There must be sandwiching happening.
Let me ask you this. On this Sporkful, do you have the technology to go back and do an instant replay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Can we go back to where you said the open-faced sandwich is not a sandwich?
Yes. An open-faced sandwich is not a sandwich.
Yeah, you clearly called it a sandwich before saying it wasn't a sandwich.
I simply use the term that society accepts for this food. I mean, look, language is ever-changing. It is alive. And I hope someday to replace the term open-faced sandwich with some other name, like a bread sundae.
But if the issue is you can't pick it up and eat it with your hands, how are you eating open-faced sandwiches? You're using a knife and fork?
I don't really order them. But yes, an open-faced sandwich needs to be eaten with silverware. Now, so it's not a sandwich. Now, it is called an open-faced sandwich, but society uses many words that don't accurately describe the thing that it is.
So you like the Second Avenue Deli
I like it a lot, yes.
Are you able to eat one of their pastrami sandwiches without any utensils?
Yes.
Do you, though?
Yes, but I see what you're getting at is that the height of the sandwich affects eatability, and that's a valid concern, but I do it without utensils, but that's because I take the top bread off and then eat the pastrami with my hands until it gets smaller.
It seems like we're getting away from the Earl of Sandwich mission.
Just answer the question.
By you.
No, what I would say is that it is still a sandwich. However, you could, if you wanted to criticize it, which would already be questionable at best, dubious.
I will admit, there is nothing wrong with anything at that restaurant.
But what about a burrito?
Well, I'll get to that. But what I'm saying to Ian is that it still upholds the platonic ideal of the sandwich form. It's just, but you may criticize its eatability. Any sandwich that is too high to comfortably be eaten it may be edible, but it's not eatable. And that is a valid concern in sandwichdom in general. As to the burrito, there's nothing in the burrito that is getting sandwiched. It's not sandwiching between two discrete items. And so, look, I love burritos. I love many foods wrapped in flour tortillas, so I'm not knocking it as a food. I'm just saying, not
what
a
about a what if I get a sausage sandwich? It's on a French bread roll, a roll that has been cut. It was once whole, it's been cut. They put the sausages in there. What if I squeeze the roll back together so it's fully encased, like a burrito?
There's still sandwiching. I mean, like, look up the definition of the verb to sandwich.
Right.
All right, you are still sandwiching the sausage between two bread portions. I would actually say that a hot dog on a bun is a type of sandwich.
Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I think it should also make it clear, we have purposefully come up with a very Catholic definition of sandwich so that we can eat as many things as we want to eat. We greet the foods of the world with open arms.
As do I, but I don't go around pissing on the graves of food legends like the Earl of Sandwich in the process. I mean, you know, have you no respect for the framers?
Who are the, so we have Reuben, yeah. The Earl of Sandwich, Dagwood.
But could the Earl of Sandwich have anticipated a burrito? Could he have anticipated an open-faced sandwich?
I think that if you look at where he began, the humble beginnings of the sandwich, it has evolved and changed and grown. And his beautiful definition, it has remained true. And right. It has guided us to this day. And it has led us to the point that we're at. And there is so much more and so many wonderful things happening in sandwichdom. And yes, he could not have anticipated them, but he still laid out a framework that made these things possible. But I mean, at what point do we just not say that all foods are sandwiches?
Well, because certain foods aren't. Like a turkey is not a sandwich. But well, I'm going to eat it.
Why not? I mean, according to you guys.
No, we're taking things that are like a burrito to me is a sandwich. And I think that the fault here lies in the fact that the Earl of Sandwich wouldn't have known that such a thing existed. He probably never even seen a tortilla.
Let me ask you this. As you guys are debating the constitutionality of what is and isn't a sandwich, are you imagining nine justices except instead of robes, they're all wearing sweatpants and sweatshirts?
I am now.
Okay. I think it is a right way
right.
to move forward.
And all
this.
Their sweatshirts have grease stains yeah. on them.
Yeah. Right. Maybe some barbecue
They're
sauce.
They're wearing bloody aprons.
Oh my God, I really want to appear before that court now. I want to argue every case in the book.
The Meat Lover's Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Sandwich versus Pashman.
Yes.